In this week's parsha, Parsha Shlach, we have the infamous sin of the Meraglim, Chet HaMeraglim. Moshe sent the scouts to check out the land of Israel. Remember, at this point, they do not know about the schlepping around the desert for 40 years total from the time of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And he sends scouts to see what the land is like. Is it a lean land? Is it a fertile land? Are the cities fortified? Are they strong? Are they weak? What are the people like? Bring us back fruits. Go check out the land. The spies, of course, come back, and only Kalev and Yehoshua speak good about the land. The other 10 scouts slander the land of Israel. They believe that they cannot ascend. Amalek dwells in the south. The people are enormous. The fruits are huge. Everyone's burying their dead. We were like grasshoppers in their eyes and in our own eyes. Lo nuchal la'alot. We cannot possibly ascend. Ki chazaku mimenu. The people there are stronger than God. Kavi achal. They managed to persuade the nation that Eretz Yisrael is a terrible land. Perek yud dalet pasuk aleph in Bamidbar. Batisa kol ha'eda vayitnu es kolam vayivku ha'am b'laylahu. The entire assembly lifted up and they raised their voices, and the people cry on that night. And Chazal famously tells us, so what night was this? Was the night of Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tainis that 5 disasters befell our forefathers on Tisha B'Av. The first one was the return of the scouts and the crying, the sobbing, the hysteria of the people, the rejection of the land of Israel. And they complain against Moshe and Aaron. Would that we have died in the land of Egypt? Would that we have died in this desert? Why is God bringing us to this land to fall by sword? Our women and our children will be taken captive. Is it not better? Lashuv Mitzrayim. Shouldn't we go back? Hello, Tovlanu Shuv Mitzrayim. Isn't it better for us to go back to Egypt? Where are you taking us, Moshe? And Moshe and Aaron are so overcome, they fall upon their faces. And only Yehoshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna are the ones who speak good about the land. And they tear their clothing and they say, no, do not rebel against God. Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. The land is very, very good. Im chafetz banu Hashem. If God desires us, He will bring us to this land. He will give it to us. It is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Please do not rebel against God. Do not be afraid of the inhabitants of the land. We will consume them. God will be on our side. And of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam is very angry at the people. He decrees that they will wander for 40 years in the desert. They scatter the land for 40 days. One day will translate into 1 year of desert wandering. Only Kalev and Yehoshua, the two who believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam and believed in Eretz Yisrael, will see the land. Everybody else will fall in the desert. This is an overview of the sin of the Meraglim. Ki kol ha'anashim haroim es kvodi ves osof sayer sher sisi b'mitzrayim b'midbar v'yinasu osi ze aser pa'amim v'lo shamu b'koli. The Ribbono Shel Olam is frustrated, kaviyachol. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, these people who saw my glory and they saw my wonders that I did in Egypt and my wonders in the desert, they have tested me 10 times and they have not listened to my voice. And God takes an oath, im yiru es ha'aretz asher nishbati la'avosam, if they will see the land, meaning they will not see the land that I swore to their forefathers, and those who anger me shall not see the land. So we see here that the people rejected Eretz Yisrael and they were banned from Eretz Yisrael. You don't want to go into my land, says God? No problem. You will not go into my land. The reality, however, is not that they rejected Eretz Yisrael. Rather, Eretz Yisrael rejected them. And I will quote a mashal from Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook Zatzal, the son of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. Of course, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook was known as the first chief rabbi of Palestine. He died before the establishment of Medina Yisrael. His son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, was born in 1891 in Lithuania and died in 1982, very close to our day and our time, in Yerushalayim. The following story is told regarding Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. I'm quoting from a Sefer, An Angel Among Men, by Simcha Raz. And it's a beautiful mashal with a beautiful lesson, and it helps us understand the punishment that befell the Meraglim and that whole generation of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. It happened one Shabbos in Jerusalem after World War II. It was after prayer services on Shabbos morning. The topic of conversation at the home of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook turned to the tourists who slander the land when they return to the diaspora. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook told this mashal over in the name of Rav Shmuel Mohalever of blessed memory. In a small town in Europe, there lived a young man. He was exceedingly wealthy, but also quite haughty and rude. In the poorer section of town lived a beautiful, intelligent young girl of distinguished character. The young man heard so much about the girl, he wanted to meet her, to explore the possibility of marriage. He sent various matchmakers to arrange a meeting between the two, but the delicate young girl refused all offers. Her father pleaded with her to please agree at least to meet the young man so as not to humiliate him. After all, the father reasoned, such a meeting would not obligate her in any way. The girl finally agreed out of respect for her father. The next Sabbath, after morning prayers, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook is telling this mashal over, the young man arrived at the house and the father received him cordially. A few minutes later, the prospective bride appeared. Now this bride, the young man heard, was beautiful. She was intelligent. She was of distinguished character. Yes, she was poor, but he was very interested in meeting this wonderful young woman. And all of a sudden, after speaking to the father, the prospective groom meets the prospective bride. She appears looking quite unattractive. Her hair was disheveled. Her dress was worn out. She simply looked disgraceful. The man found an excuse to leave the house and immediately began telling people in town everything they say about this beautiful girl is exaggerated and untrue. He left the home and he began to slander the girl and her family. He said she is unkempt. Her hair is messy. Her dress is in rags. She is not beautiful and refined, the young man said. She is ugly and ill-mannered. What is the nimshal? This vulgar young man, continued Rav Tzvi Yehuda with great enthusiasm, did not realize, quote, it was not he who rejected the maiden. It was the exact opposite. It was she who rejected him. But since she was so tender and gentle, she peered him in a way that caused him to find fault in her. The same is true of Eretz Yisrael, concluded Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook Zatzal. The land of Israel is a desirable land. It is an Eretz Chemda. We say it in Birkat HaMazon. Al Eretz Chemda, Tova Urechava, Sharosisa, Vihichalta, Lavosenu. The land of Israel is a desirable land. She is a beautiful land. She is a delicate land. She is an appealing and refined land. She is created for God's treasured nation. Lech Lecha. Go for yourself. Al Ha'aretz Asher Ar'eka. However, Eretz Yisrael is only willing to accept in her midst people who are spiritually suitable, people who are spiritually worthy. When someone unsuitable arrives, she appears to him in a way that causes him to slander her. He, however, does not realize the truth. It is not he who is rejecting her. It is she who is rejecting him. The person who is not worthy, the person who does not strive to see the good in the land, the person who wants to see negative, she will allow them to see negative. And she actually rejects them because they are not worthy of living in Eretz Yisrael. On a humorous note, the story ends as follows. Suddenly, one of those present cried out, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, you just did an Av Malacha. Afraid that he had violated the Shabbos in some fashion, Rav Tzvi Yehuda shuddered and he said, oh my, what Av Malacha did I do? How did I transgress the Sabbath? Don't worry, said the man. I was only referring to the story you just told. It was completely consistent with the style of your distinguished father, Av Malacha. You did work in the name of your father. Just like your father always defended the land and the people who loved the land, so too Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook here with this mashal and nimshal defended the land and the people who loved the land. This story was in Av Malacha. It was completely consistent with the style of your distinguished father, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. May his memory be for a blessing. The spies rejected the land, and God said, you don't want my land, no problem. You won't have the land. But ultimately, it wasn't the spies who rejected Eretz Yisrael. When someone who is unworthy enters into Eretz Yisrael, when we see the bad in the land, Chas V'Shalom, the land is not bad. The land is good. The land is not meant for disparagement. The land is meant for compliments. But if we are not worthy, she presents herself in such a way that we perceive the negative. And if, Rachmana Litzlan, we return to the diaspora and we slander the land like the spies did, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no problem. You don't want my land? She will be saved for someone who does. And in fact, that's what happened to the people. The first generation, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, died in the Midbar. It was the second generation, their children, the Ba'ei Aretz, who merited to enter and inherit the land of Israel. But Ezrat Hashem, we should always be amongst the Lirot Tov. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim ohev lamim Lirot Tov. If we desire life, if we love days, we should be zochah to see the good, not only in the people around us, not only in ourselves, not only in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be zocha and worthy to see the good in the land of Israel, so she will accept us with open arms. Ata takum terachem tzion ki esa chenena kiva moed. Now, God, rise up. Have mercy on Zion. The time to have compassion on her, to redeem her, has come. Ki ratzu avadacha es avaneha ve'es afara yechoninu. When we desire her rocks and her stones, when we see the good in every inch of the land, she will no longer reject us. And then ba'azrat Hashem, we will be zocha to the ultimate geula and the kibbutz galios and the tikkun for the sin of the meraglim. May it be immediately and in our days. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you all for learning with me.